Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Steven was like a pretty scrawny dude. He probably got hammered like really easily.
Yeah, so fast.
He'll say something really nerdy and then pinch their cheek.
Like, the noogie.
Yeah, the noogie.
Welcome back to a new episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and we have a special episode today where we are interviewing a friend of mine, Rupert, who actually went to Laguna Beach High School during the filming of season one. He was friends with some of the main cast and has some really fun stories that he shared with us. But before we get into the interview, let's talk some pop culture. Every year, Kyle and I look forward to all of the Christmas specials that are on TV through the month of December. And the specials, you know, they help us get in the Christmas spirit, but we mostly watch them just to make fun of them because they're always like really corny and cheesy. So last night we watched the tree lighting ceremony from Rockefeller Center, and then it was followed up by Christmas at Graceland. And this was the first Christmas special ever to be filmed at Elvis Presley's house. And they did a bunch of segments outside of the house and then inside of it in like different rooms and stuff. And there was a bunch of different celebrities who sang, including Alanis Morissette, Post Malone, Lana Del Rey, John Legend, and a ton more. So my dad is a huge Elvis fan, so I knew all the songs and I was actually pretty excited about it because of that. Like, I just grew up listening to Elvis. So it was actually really good. Like, the singing was great. Like, I was very pleasantly surprised with how it was. But the corniest part was so funny. They kept using projections. They would project onto the actual mansion outside giant photos of Elvis. So, like, the person is, like, singing whatever Christmas song, and then, like, Elvis's face just, like, appears on the mansion behind them. And there was one guy, Kane Brown, who he sang Blue Christmas, like, the Elvis version of it.
Oh, that was probably really good.
It was really good. And then while he's singing it, Elvis, like, starts singing, like, behind him. So it was, like, a little duet sort of thing happening.
That's kind of cute. I like it.
It was very cool. Oh, and Post Malone, when he sang, he did it like over the swimming pool. They set up like a glass thing, so he was like standing over the pool, and that he jumped in the pool at the end, like with his guitar.
Can I just say it? He's totally copying Taylor Swift because she has a whole bit.
No.
She has a whole bit where she jumps into the stage and it looks like water. Just saying, Posty.
Well, he looks pretty ridiculous, so... So it was really fun, and I really enjoyed that one. So I wanted to ask if you guys had any favorite Christmas specials you watch every year, or if there are any ones with celebrities from them that, like, you know, you've enjoyed in the past.
Everyone makes fun of it on TikTok now, but do you guys remember the Christmas special with, it was Nick and Jessica?
Yes.
Like, Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson, and Jessica Simpson and Ashley Simpson sang a really terrible duet of The Little Drummer Boy.
Yes.
And I'm not going to do an impression of it. But it was pretty terrible. But that's, honestly, that's the first thing that comes to mind when I think celebrity Christmas special. And then I remember, like, Glee would do a Christmas episode every year. But I actually hate them.
You hated the episodes or the songs?
The Christmas episodes.
Okay, I agree. They were kind of out of place at the time.
They didn't fit in with the season at all.
Yeah.
The songs, okay, they were okay. But honestly,
I like the songs.
I don't know. Baby It's Cold Outside is one of my favorite Christmas songs. Mm-hmm. And I really loved Blaine and Kurt together.
Yeah.
Blaine was one of my favorite characters, but I hated their duet of Baby It's Cold Outside. I thought it was awful. It ruined it for me. And I love both the couple and the song. Yeah. So I thought that I would like really love it.
Yeah.
The arrangement was weird. I just wasn't into it. The Christmas episodes always felt out of place and they didn't contribute to the season at all. So like you could literally skip them and you're in a rewatch and it will not make a difference. And I actually do skip them in rewatches.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the one episode where Britney still believes in Santa, because that one's pretty good.
Oh, where they like do the Grinch thing sort of.
Yeah. I at least watch clips from it. But yeah, so that's the two things that I think of when I think of Christmas specials. Other than that, I mean, I obviously watch the Christmas movies every year, like The Grinch and stuff like that. But
we actually watch the Nick Lachey and Jessica one like every year because it's on YouTube. And so
Stop,
it's like
I
our favorite.
It.
Yeah.
Stop.
funny.
My favorite part is like they're singing this one song and it's like they have a fake like house set up and Jessica is like outside of a window like looking cold, but they're like in a studio and she's like singing into the window at Nick and I'm like, why is she doing this? Like, it's so ridiculous. Yeah,
it was so weird. I love it. It was so weird. And every time I see clips of that Little Drummer Boy rendition on TikTok, I laugh because it's so funny. And like at the time, you didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah.
Because like Jessica Simpson and Ashley Simpson were really popular. Mm-hmm. And I personally had a huge crush on Jessica Simpson. And I like loved her. Those triple threats for me, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, acting, singing, and dancing.
You've mentioned her. I know.
I love her. But I used to think she was like the world's best singer. And now I listen to her and I'm like, There's so much wrong here.
Is she bad? Okay, I used to like her between, so it was like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. I like Christina. My sister liked Britney. Between Mandy Moore and Jessica, my sister got Mandy Moore and I got Jessica Simpson. So I used to love her and bought all her albums and stuff like that. But you're right. Listening to her live during some performances, I would still say she's a good singer, but yeah. She's like pitchy at times.
It's that thing that they used to make pop stars do with their voice, that baby thing. Uh-huh. Like Britney Spears did it too. It's vocal fry. Yeah. It totally kills the sound. And it's like, it's bad. It's bad. It's so, so bad. But I super into her. I remember when she did the remake of Take My Breath Away and it was like her next song. Mm. You could like, pretty much on any given day blasting from my bedroom, you can probably hear the Jessica Simpson version of Take My Breath Away like, while me trying to match the notes and like failing miserably. Like, yeah.
I haven't watched any celebrity like Christmas specials, but I always used to watch the movies Once Upon a Christmas, Twice Upon a Christmas, if you guys have watched that with Kathy Ireland. And she's just like this beautiful, angelic, heavenly figure that comes down to earth to like live with a single dad and his daughter, because I think their mother had passed away, and she's actually Santa Claus's daughter. I think that's what we find
out.
That
is so wholesome.
It's just such a magical movie. It was so cute. I can't find it anymore. I mean, like, it's usually on Disney Channel, mm-hmm. Family Channel kind of TV. So it's not on regular cable, but I used to love that movie.
That's a good one. I love it.
And I did used to love the Glee ones as well. I mean, I do still put on their soundtrack when it comes to Christmas time. I kind of refuse to listen to any other Christmas songs except the Glee version, so... Or celebrity versions. Like, I don't go for the originals. I go for, like, the celebrity covers.
Oh, yeah. I do Pop Christmas. Yeah. Yes,
like, Justin Bieber's Little Drummer Boy is so bad, but it's so good. Okay.
Okay. So now let's get into the interview. So today we have a very special guest, my friend.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Rupert, who actually went to Laguna Beach High School. We know each other because my husband, Kyle, and then his fiance, Georgia, they grew up together. They knew each other since like babies. And so whenever we are all in the same state, we hang out. So I remember when you told me that you went to Laguna Beach High School, I was like, oh my gosh, like, don't freak out right now. That is like the coolest thing. So,
oh my God.
I know.
I mean, it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that, like the magic or whatever, like the wonder of that, like obviously when I'm just down in it and live in it, it's,
doesn't have the same whatever. Effect. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, looking back, it's definitely different. Last night I was like, all right, I gotta maybe brush up a little bit. And I just like got on YouTube and like pulled up some like Laguna stuff from like the TV show. And I was like, it came back really fast. Yes. So I was like, oh, okay.
I love it.
Yeah. There were like, I watched a scene where it's like them at like a party and I like fully lost myself for a second. I was like, this honestly feels like I'm just back in high school at the wrong party, looking around, being like, yeah, I know everyone's here, but like, why would I be hanging out?
So remind me, what year did you graduate from there?
I graduated in 03. So the way I usually make an easy like reference for everybody is the very first season of the show, the main cast from that were one grade below me.
Okay.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay.
So the cast graduated in 04 then.
Yeah, the main bulk of people.
Like other than the juniors, yeah.
Yeah, like Lauren and Steven and a few other people.
Okay. So were you there at school when they were doing like the casting and stuff like that, or was that afterwards?
So as like a little bit of background, not to like dox myself too bad or anything, my senior year of high school, I didn't go to Laguna.
Okay.
I still lived a mile from the school and everything like that. I was a bad boy and went to continuation. I just was a bad student, really. There's not too much to that story. But I regularly like went up to campus like to break into the school for lunch to hang out with my friends.
What a bad boy.
Yeah, like so wrong of me, right, to like just hang out for a half an hour.
Wait, did you actually have to break in?
No, I mean, I just walked in.
Okay.
Like through a window.
I'm like, did they walk you out?
Yeah, no, the campus is very open air. That's like another thing too, is like the school campus is everything other than classrooms are pretty much outside. Like we ate lunch outside in like a quad.
That's a lot of California schools.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah. But yeah, I would go there anyway. We had all heard that like MTV was coming to town to scout for like a reality show. Mm-hmm. And they had gone to other high schools in the area also. Like Laguna wasn't the only one that they went to, mm-hmm. but I think it was like their main destination number one. Mm-hmm. But they'd also gone to Newport Harbor High School, which is just north of where mm-hmm. we're from. Mm-hmm. I think that actually became a show.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
It didn't get as much traction, but
yeah. It's like, I mean, how many times can you go back to that well? Exactly. It's like, oh, cool, rich kids being rich.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Lightning only strikes the same place once, right?
Yeah. Like, let's see if lightning will strike 10 miles up the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, they scouted and then they came to campus and interviewed kids to see who they were going to try to get on the show. And as far as I was told, and it seems to be like kind of the general belief, was that the high school immediately saw it as like way too invasive. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you cannot come on campus anymore, like no MTV like at school. Mm-hmm. And so like I think that's partially why the show happens outside of school like the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, I always thought it was so weird that we never saw them actually go to school.
Yeah.
Because the whole premise was that they're high school kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And like they rarely talk about homework.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they're just many adults and we don't even worry about school at all.
Yeah.
So I always thought that was really strange, but that makes more sense that the school was super against it.
Yeah. I would have thought that they would have just like lapped up that opportunity.
Right.
But surprisingly, they're like, no, this is a hassle. Don't do that. So I would see them around town constantly. Everywhere you went for a couple years, there was just like some crew up to something.
Oh,
or like the kids like being filmed at like a location. The coffee shop that they would hang out at pretty regularly on the show, like I worked there for almost like 3.5 years or something.
Yeah.
It was once the show kind of had stopped, mm-hmm. but like still is very familiar stuff.
So with the camera crew being around, did people often try to like get on camera like without being a part of the actual cast? Like, did they just try to like show up? And
I think initially there was probably a lot of people like, oh, I want to be in on this. Because
yeah.
as far as I know, from some of the reliable information I've gotten, was they felt like they got lucky when they started talking to people like Stephen Coletti and like Lauren Conrad, because there was a loose built-in friend group, and they're just like, we can just pluck all these kids and just like that. They don't have to manufacture people coming from like all parts of the school,
right.
which even though it's very small, like everyone loosely knew each other and like was generally friendly, but you know, by high school, everybody starts becoming their own mm-hmm. people and doing their own things and this and that. But yeah, I think as far as I was told, it was like, once they found that kind of friend group, they're like, perfect. And so they just like took those kids and then the ancillary people surrounding them. Like when you watch the show back, you see a lot of the same faces mm-hmm. that they'll never name, but they're like in the shots or talking to the main cast like, all the time.
Well, and it actually kind of felt like Steven, Lauren, Dieter, Kristen, they were a crew, but Morgan and Christina kind of felt like they were a separate crew that were put together for the purpose
of the show. Like
shoehorned.
Yeah, totally.
My question then is, you mentioned that it was like an automatic friend group that they just kind of pulled from. Were they all really as close as it seemed like they were on camera?
I can't speak like super close to that, but I would say largely yes, especially watching what I watched back again. I was like, man, so much of this stuff is like completely and utterly manufactured. Yeah. Like these parties that yeah. they're hanging. I mean, the very first episode of the show was like they go to the Surf and Sand Hotel yep. and have mm-hmm. like the little like fancy dress party. Mm-hmm. Like
iconic.
MTV paid for that. MTV right. was behind all of that.
That was not something you regularly did
yes.
there.
Yeah. No, you guys no. were not sitting around planning these parties at hotels.
Right. Yeah. Just like, oh yeah, let's just pay for a like that's a beachfront resort. Yeah. Like one normal room yeah. there is probably the opposite of cheap, and listen, for a 16-year-old, like, you know, yeah, I don't care
it
where you're from.
It breaks my heart that that wasn't like,
same. Yeah, we all believe
I
it.
Wanted to emulate it so it. Badly. Like, I wanted to have hotel parties and be that person, and I'm so sad that it was manufactured and not real because I tried so hard.
Yeah, I think maybe the kids thought of the idea to have like the black and white thing, maybe, but yeah, everything else was just like full setup, like,
yeah. Yeah. So was there a group that you hung out with out of the cast specifically, or that you, even if you like, you know, hung out a few times or whatever, like was there a certain person in the cast that you were particularly close with or particularly knew well?
So like Laguna's pretty small, right? And most of the people that I went to high school with and everyone from the show did as well, like most of us had known each other or at least have gone to school together since like before even anyone was double digits, mm. you know? Like, I used to take the same bus as Steven when we would go to school and, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. Because even though his house was not very close to mine at all, like, it's just that route kind of thing. And so you get to know people, like, over the course of that. Like, he sat behind me in Spanish in eighth grade. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, like, I had some class with Lauren Conrad at some point. I don't, like, know her personally, but... Yeah. But like a lot of the guys from the early cast, I did grow up with, like we played sports or whatever, like Trey and I were good friends growing up.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even people that weren't the main cast, like Dieter, who mm-hmm. I saw constantly when I was watching the show back yep. last night. I was like, I swear to God, I've seen his face more than anybody's.
And yeah. We like, yeah. we're Dieter fans over here.
Yeah. Like him and I played soccer together like once upon a time. But yeah, like by the time we all got to high school, like I had a separate group of friends and mm-hmm. you know they did, but like Laguna is also a lot of it revolves around beach culture, like going to the beach, I guess. And so even if you don't hang out with people at lunch or whatever, like on the weekends and all summer long, no matter what beach you go to, you're going to bump into somebody you mm-hmm. know, like whether or not you're directly hanging out. So it's like you're seeing these people very regularly. And then the real parties, the, you know, non-hotel room fancy dress ones, like those were still really very regular. And I mean, there's some really cool overlap in like some like indie rock worlds, like a kid that a lot of people are friends with. His name's Ty Siegel, but he plays in a bunch of various garage rock bands and stuff like that, and is like a very, very successful musician now, like in his own right. He had his hand in making music, and a lot of the parties would revolve around like his band was going to go play. Mm-hmm. So like everyone's like, let's go. We're going to go to this house. Ty's going to play. And then a bunch of underage people rolling in with 30 racks of beer, you know, and I yeah. guess for the show's sake, it's red solo cups yeah. or whatever. Yeah. Like no matter what clique or whatever you were from, like most people were showing up to these parties because of like the word of mouth that would spread so fast. Mm-hmm. And stuff.
That's really interesting. That was the big draw for most people. And we never ever yeah. even saw.
Yeah. We never see that at all. Yeah.
Yeah. We get a band in season 3, but it's not that band.
I think actually the band that they show, I can't remember their name.
I think it's Open Air Stereo.
Yes. Okay. The singer, his name's Chase.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I know Chase a little bit. I think he's my brother's age. Like my brother's 4 years younger than okay. I am. I knew him a little bit through just some sort of connection through town and getting to know him a little bit and like skateboarding and things like that.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, it is weird to like go watch a TV where like this was the most popular show MTV ever yeah. had at the time and being like, Yeah. Oh, that's so-and-so and so-and-so. Just like not stopping and being like, I don't even know that person, but I know their name kind of thing.
That's crazy.
It's like kind of like having a video yearbook.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
But like you're not in it. Yeah. Like you didn't make the cut, right?
Yeah. And a lot of these people are frozen in time. So like when I think of their face or whatever, it's like that's the version I think of like who they are. Yeah.
Did any of your friends try to be on the show?
Like, most of my friends were in my grade. So like we had already aged out by the time they were casting. But a big part of I think when they felt like they scored, like talking to people like Lauren and Steven and so on, was that they all came from wealthy families.
Right.
And that was sort of like a prerequisite to be a person of note on the show. Because it wasn't interesting to just be a kid from that town. Like you had to like live that glamour, or at least have the perceived
perception kind of
idea. Yeah. Like not that I would have even tried to get on the show anyway, but I came from like a working class family who didn't have too much despite the city I grew up in. And, you know, eventually it's not like I was struggling or anything like that. Like in comparison to, not to sound like I'm picking on her or anything like that, but like Lauren Conrad is from a gated community at the end of town where the minimum cost of those houses are already seven digits. Like they're, it's a very nice place. Yeah. And I think that's what they were aiming for.
That makes a lot of sense.
I remember the, whatever season it was, I can't think of her name off the top of my head. Sorry, I didn't know her personally, but she's given like a gold leaf Bible, like her graduation present.
Christina.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I remember that. And like, just, it wasn't even so much the Bible part, like, whatever, who cares? But like where they were standing, I remember it was just like this like beautiful, like open air living room that looked like, you know, a hacienda, like overlooking the ocean.
Yeah.
And just like, dang, like, okay, this is real serious stuff when it comes to like people with money.
Was it weird to be surrounded by that kind of wealth and not having like not having it yourself necessarily? Like I know I grew up in like a particularly rich tech town in California, and I grew up with friends with like tennis courts in their backyard, and I was like, that is not what's going on at my house.
Totally.
So
I don't know, like thankfully if it did like affect me like growing up, it was a little more like subconscious, and I'm pretty thankful that like at the time I don't think I really sensed like shame or anything like that. Like I mean, I'm sure a lot of it's largely kind of void or, you know, died out a lot, but like Laguna was full of like hippies and artists that like, you know, their life's work is making art, not making money. And so like there was a lot of people there that didn't have the glamour and all that other stuff, that like inherited a house from, you know, two, three generations and things like that. But thankfully it's a pretty laid back place, and like despite the glitziness of it all, it was generally pretty like accepting and kind of like chill. So yeah, I can't say the same for everybody. I would think it's fair if like other people kind of grew up in a much more like working class position, like hand to mouth, and they're looking around and like, you know, I remember hearing about, I don't think she was on the show, but it was like a girl that was like friends with some of them that were part of the younger cast. She got her permit, not driver's license, like her permit, learner's permit, and like got a BMW as a gift. It's just like real extremes.
Right.
Like even for the rich kids, I think that like even that is kind of wild. But it still happened because it's like that town is just full of stuff like that. And there's only 800 kids in the high school, and when like 65% of them are all in like one of the highest tax, or their families in that highest tax bracket.
Yeah, that's interesting because the show portrays it that like everybody that lives there is super rich and has giant mansions and stuff like that. Like
that's definitely what I thought.
Yeah, it's nice to know that there were
normal
people out there.
Totally. Not a lot, but there's some.
Yeah.
And like, God, I can only imagine. Probably way less now. I would say
I'm sure
less than 10%.
Yeah.
Do your parents still live there?
No. My family moved away, I want to say 13 years ago. I want to say we moved in around 1992, and then my family moved away in 2011, 2010, something like that.
They're there for a while, though. Yeah,
my family lives in, or my parents, like my mom and stepdad, live in South Africa
now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Totally different
Just a little.
Lagoon is full of South African people, but that's kind of a total aside. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. One of the restaurants that's in town is like a South African like type restaurant owned by South Africans. I think they showed it on the show once, but whatever. Not as important or interesting.
We love tracking the restaurants on the show, actually. Yes. We look it up from time to time to see if they're still open.
Yeah, Mozambique is there. I'm sure, I want to say they've gone there, or at the very least, I've seen those people there.
How many times did you go to Pasta Pomodoro's?
Zero.
They go there all the time,
because they go there all the time.
Yeah, I have no idea where that, I can't even remember where that was.
There were some iconic dates there.
I mean, to young kids, that probably, that was like the fanciest shit in the world to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to think Olive Garden was, like, the fanciest. So I'm sure that was, like, Laguna's Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, the equivalent.
Yeah.
Like, $26 entrees.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that was a restaurant down on Forest Avenue, which is, like, a downtown. It's, like, a kind of, like, a main drag. It's now blocked off to traffic, so it's only foot traffic.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a cool area, yeah.
That's cool.
There's some long-standing restaurants there. I'm pretty sure that's where Pomodoro used to be. Like, that space still exists. It's probably just a different name.
What was the town like after, like, it got super popular? Like, because I've heard that at first, like, the city, like, people living there, like, kind of didn't like it. But then once it gained popularity, then they were trying to, be like, promote their businesses and stuff. Like, were you able to see any sort of difference in that?
So, like, Lagoon has always been a really heavy, like, tourist destination, especially during summertime.
Yeah.
It's like the quintessential picturesque California beach city, and it's far enough away from the LA bustle, but not far to the point where it's like a trek.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can get there from LAX, you know, on a good day in an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see too many like adult people like expressing any kind of frustration. It's not like they were shutting down streets or anything. For me, it was like just the nuisance of not being able to go to a spot because they might be filming there, things like that. Mm-hmm. But I could see absolutely like, oh, like the Coffee Klatch got so much play that first season of like the two Laurens going and getting coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
That drummed up a lot of business for that place. And I did work there for years. And, you know, people would talk about it. Even, you know, I worked there in like 2008 or nine, and people would still mention the show. They're like, oh, people still come in and like things like that. And I can imagine a lot of other people wanting to parlay the popularity
right.
of the show. Pasta Pomodoro probably have a lot of reservations for at least a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Laurens, why were so many people named
so many?
Because there's Lauren Conrad, there's Lauren
Bosworth,
then there's Alex H, who's really Lauren, and then there's Polster, who's Lauren Polster. Right. So I just was there more it's Laurens?
So weird.
Was it like?
There probably was.
Yeah, I just always thought that was so funny that literally almost everyone in town was named Lauren. Must have been really popular that year. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. That first year. Big year for Laurens.
Yeah.
Since you mentioned like that you used to hang out with like Trey and stuff like that, when you watched them on the show, did it feel like they were the same person? Or that they were like the people you did hang out with, did it feel like they were putting on a show for the camera at all?
For the most part, it seemed pretty genuine. But yeah, it was pretty funny to see that like it's a lot of just like these types of these kids that I grew up with just like more or less being themselves, at least within the circumstances that they were in. It's like knowing that there's like multiple cameras that are like this big with like some dude part of a union like pointing it at you the whole time, and then like someone off camera being like, okay, that was cool, that was a great candid moment, let's do it again.
Oh my gosh. You know,
like, where it's like that was like that actually happened. Yeah, like MTV would help kind of like grow the ideas into bigger things like the fashion show or whatever. Trey was definitely the mastermind behind that. Like, sorry buddy, but like those fucking ridiculous trucker hats he would wear like on the show, like he made those, he made them himself, which is really cool, like that somebody who like comes from a pretty privileged like position, mm-hmm. still wants to be like a creative person doing things themselves.
So he really did do things like wear like a belt around his arm and like the fashion was real. Okay. Yeah,
that shit was the most real. Like maybe he was like put like turning it on like or turning the dial up a little bit because like maybe he thought he could like parlay that into something bigger after the show. But yeah, for the most part, he just kind of had that very of its time fashion sense. I'm so glad I did rewatch a little bit of it last night because like there was some stuff that I would have completely glossed over that I was just like, oh yeah, I was like, everyone, like 80% of the people are wearing trucker hats and 80% of those people are wearing them backwards in like, the exact same way. Yep. And like a couple brands popping up, seeing them, there was like a Laguna based brand that was just called Turkey, like the animal. And I spotted it in like one of the clips last night. And I was like, that was like a not successful surf brand run by someone from Laguna. And so there's like these weird, like, trends within the bubble blowing up. So like these brands that never got successful outside of our town were like things like on MTV, which I that was really weird. That's too.
So interesting. Yeah.
Did you watch the show when it aired?
Oh yeah. 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 Me and all my friends, we would all get together and was like, let's see.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did you watch season 2 and season 3 as well?
One and two, and then three, I watched a little bit, but by the time that happened, I only personally knew Talon was on season 3. Talon and I grew up together. You know, I have plenty of stories with him, like him and I growing
up. Can you put in a good word for us? Because I want him on the pod and he didn't respond to my Instagram message.
Oh man, what a butthead. Yeah. I mean, it's been a really long time since I talked
to him. Oh, I'm just kidding.
But it is funny to see him on the show, and then like every conversation was like someone alluding to something that he did. They're like, don't do that again, or like, don't be like that. And then he like kind of nods, and I'm like, what is this motherfucker up to, like being shady over here? Like he's like probably saying like stuff to girls to like kind of like, you know, put something out there, but then being like, no, you know,
whatever. Oh, yeah. Talon is the most interesting character on that show for me. I always say this, I think he understood the assignment like way more than anyone else. Like he knew what was happening, he knew what they wanted, and he delivered.
Yeah.
Like he was very much like, I am going to give them a show. And I love it.
Yeah, his personality is built for that. Like even in high school, he's one of those people where like you're like, hey man, what's up? Are you good? How are you? Like, and he's like genuine. It's very quick, but it's like he's engaged with you right away. But you could tell like he's a genuine, it's just like built in that DNA. He's like a people person. Mm-hmm. And but also in the sense that it's like he's not just a people person, but he's like extremely charismatic. And so he'll pull you in quick, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
He seems like he's like that on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has the perfect demeanor for kind of like catapulting himself into something bigger, and
he's always in the mix.
I don't want to, this was a long time ago and I don't want to like put him on blast too bad, it wasn't like the worst thing in the world, but so real quick story, sorry Talon, but like, whoever hears this,
I love it.
Post show, a lot of those guys were trying to parlay the success of the show into a career for themselves, which like I can't fault them for, despite some of that sometimes feeling a little corny or cheesy or whatever. I can't say I wouldn't have tried myself, you know, like if you're like, hey, I get paid to just like stand in front of a camera and hang out.
Oh my
like,
gosh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Why wouldn't you like try to do that forever?
I mean, look at Kristen Cavallari today. Like she
exactly.
did such a good job doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like she's just some kid that she's not even from Laguna. Her family came from Colorado. Mm. Like they lived there for long enough. It's not like they're like not. That sounded like some sort of like anti locals only, bro. Like whatever.
You're gatekeeping.
Yeah, well, it's like, oh, you weren't born at South Coast Medical Center down on PCH. Like, F off. No. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Let me just get to that story about Talon because it's going to drive me insane if I don't do it. So yeah, we're like at a house party as one does in Laguna. You know, naturally, I'm sure Ty's band probably played, and Talon comes to the party and everyone is out of high school by then, or like freshly out of high school. Talon's going around the party introducing himself to people. So he like was going around. He's like, hey, what's up? I'm Talon. Like, what's up? I'm Talon. And he like went to a buddy of mine who is in Talon's grade, had classes with Talon. Like, there's no way you don't. Even if you don't know each other personally, you know that person. He's like, hey, what's up? I'm Talon. And he was like, yeah, man, I know. Like, that was the whole story.
Oh my god!
That honestly,
Talon going around being the social butterfly he is and introducing himself to people that like already knew him, should have known for years by then.
That is so accurate to what I think Talon is.
Yeah, I tried to check in on everybody to see what they got up to, if they ever kind of like managed to get roles in anything or whatever, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't see a whole lot. But I also didn't look super hard.
I just want to do a whole episode of stories about Talon now.
I know. I love that you were close with Talon. Yes. That like makes my whole day.
Yeah. A lot of it had to do like laying the foundations when like all of us were pretty young, you know, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's two elementary schools, one middle school and one high school in Laguna. So it's like you might have gone to a separate elementary school and then everyone kind of comes together after that. So it's like you knew half those kids already because of like sports or after school stuff, things like that. But I retold Georgia a story about Talon and like staying over at his house. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. A story that it's not worth sharing on here about like, Talon and Talon's dad.
I have a question. Were promposals a big thing back then, or was that done mainly for the show?
I'm pretty certain that was the show. To be fair, though, I was already too old. And at that time in my life, I was like way too punk for something like that. Funny aside though, rewatching what I watched last night, when they go to the prom, they show it on the show. They just show it without like saying anything. But the person that won prom queen was a good friend of mine to this day. Her name's Claire. It shows a shot of her putting her hand up in the camera's face, like during the prom thing. She's wearing like a blue sequin dress, red lipstick. She's easy to spot too. She's got a gap tooth that's like a trademark look for her. But yeah, she won prom queen. She was like the punk rock girl. I think MTV was probably not psyched on that because it was no one from the cast.
Yeah.
But everyone else was psyched. And like the people from the show voted for her. A little behind the scenes fact, Claire actually worked on the show. Like MTV hired her.
Okay. Is it Claire who does the year end graduation video?
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My goodness.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah, so Claire now is an actual like big time video director.
Wow.
She lives in New York City. I don't know if she still works for Warner Brothers, but she makes music videos like for a living.
Oh wow.
And like her start was getting to help on the MTV show.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Talk about someone who really like took advantage, you know, and really
put their hand up there.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. She just went back to her art college a couple days ago and was a guest speaker. Like coming to teach the students about music videos.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a trip. Like the people that were most successful from the show, I mean, aside from the big names, like were people like Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting, but yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, she's brilliant. And when she won prom queen, I think her and I were dating, actually. But,
oh my god.
Wow. So you could have been prom queen.
Yeah, so my girlfriend was the punk rock prom queen at the time.
So you really were like 2 degrees away from being on TV.
Yeah,
I got all the behind the scenes info from her because she would go and work on the show during the day. I even knew where like they had a secret office in town on PCH, and like I knew where it was. It was like unmarked and everything.
Question about the prom and everyone being drunk in the limo after. Was that like a normal occurrence that people would get drunk at your school dances?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Our school was so against that, like, if you were drunk at a school dance, you were then banned from every school dance for the rest of the year. Like, so I was always shocked that they were able to get away with that.
Yeah.
And being so intoxicated, because I don't know if you saw.
Hammered.
I don't know who it is, but there's Steven's talking to somebody and he just vomits right out the.
Yeah, he gets out.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, that's it, not only drunk, but like wasted at a school function.
Absolutely. I think at least my guess would have been that like inside they were well behaved enough to where the chaperones probably didn't pick up on it enough.
Mm-hmm.
That or like. Most everybody was like at least partially drunk to the point where like, well, we can't kick everybody out kind of thing. I mean like partying is a big part of the culture. And like, I think that's a big part of how people stayed, not friends, but friendly with like cliques outside of your own. Cause like the town's very small, the school's very small. And like more often than not, you've known these people since you were a little kid. So like, even if you're not regularly hanging out at the time, it's like still fine seeing people around and you can still say what's up and, you know, be cordial and things like that.
Right.
Pretty much the second you hit like maybe sophomore year or something like that, it's like you're trying to find parties and where they're happening. And I have no idea how these kids were getting alcohol, because at the time I didn't drink, so I have no clue.
That's what I was always wondering. Where is it coming from? Who's supplying it? Is it MTV?
Maybe.
You never know.
I mean, because technically that would not be legal, but like the solo cup was like that was by design. You can't show a minor drinking alcohol, but like if you were drinking out of an opaque cup where you have no idea what's in it, like you could be openly drinking as long as you don't say it out loud. It's like perfectly fine.
Or a cologne bottle in one of those episodes.
Well, I know from other MTV shows that they are more than happy to supply you with alcohol to get drama captured on television. Now, it's a little bit different because they're minors.
Yeah.
But I think at the very least they were turning a blind eye.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Because almost every single party that they attend, they're all drunk.
Probably 100% of those parties, yeah.
When I was younger, I never picked up on it because I wasn't like a partier or a drinker. And now as an adult, I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
These kids were wasted.
Oh yeah.
I almost don't know how I didn't see it because like even it's in so the prom episode now. When he's vomiting out of the limo, I'm just like, normal.
I'm like, oh, he's like, tired.
Yeah. He must be so tired. Like, you know,
just puke from dancing too hard. You know?
Yeah. So that's, I don't know. I kind of have a feeling that MTV was like, there's some alcohol in the one van over there, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie.
I guarantee there was some sort of way around it that they're just like,
it's fine.
It's like this alcohol is just happens to be here. And like, if you were to drink it out of a red solo cup, like none of us could say anything.
Right. I'm not really going to.
I can only imagine how weird it was for like that film crew being like, full-blown adults in your like 20s 30s or whatever, like holding these cameras and like 80 pounds over your shoulder and just like watching 16-year-olds just get absolutely shit-faced and like embarrass themselves like so badly and you're like, I'm a grown person just like documenting this. Like, how bizarre.
Okay, so speaking of being drunk, I have to ask you about the Cabo episode. I know you probably, I mean, did you go on trips like that for spring break?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Was that normal or was that for the show?
I'm assuming that was for the show. Mm-hmm. But I mean, to be fair, I don't know. Like, I would believe that like some of those wealthier kids that hung out regularly, like maybe they could plan some type of trip like that and like maybe their parents would pay for something like that. But I can't really say for sure. But I would believe that that was flossed by MTV.
Yeah. So when the kids came back from Cabo and there was like this huge blow up with Kirsten and Steven in Cabo, was it talked about at all? Or like in school? Like, was that a big deal? Like the way that it seems like it is in the show?
I think the interpersonal drama of like the little love triangle that like the show is sort of based around, I don't think anyone cared. Like, I don't think anyone gave a shit.
And yet we all cared so much. Yeah.
That's right. Like, that's how they got you. That's how they pulled you in. Yep. If it was just three people hanging out and it's like, yeah, they used to date, but now we date and it's all good. Like, no one cares about that. Like, you know, people want to see 17, 18-year-olds being like, yeah, I love you, and then like look across the room and like lock eyes with your ex-girlfriend or whatever. Like, that's good TV. But yeah, like when it came to the two, I've heard that it was like they genuinely like didn't actually like each other, but like the drama side of it was more like heightened for the show. Mm-hmm. Like stuff like
that.
You mean
Kristen and Lauren?
Right. Yeah, like the love triangle aspect I think was something that was, I think, just played up like quite a bit. But also, to be fair, like, these are not people I was talking to on the daily. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, maybe. But
they said that, too. They said the same thing. Like, they probably weren't each other's favorite people. But yeah. they didn't hate each other as much as the show made it look like.
Yeah, I started to feel like I could read between the lines, like seeing them when they were being filmed at in the same location. It was like, yeah, they weren't friends clearly, but like you could tell there wasn't like genuine animosity either.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it was that big of a deal.
That's why they edited all the looks the way they did.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you watch the Cabo episode?
Yeah. Not recently, yeah. but yeah.
Were you all like kind of shocked by the behavior, or were you like, that's pretty normal? Like for Steven and...
At the time, I just thought it was mostly embarrassing. only in the sense that it's like young people making an ass of themselves.
Right.
Yeah. Know?
Like, which yep. like, yeah, no matter, it doesn't matter that it's the MTV show or not. It's like, that's just embarrassing.
Yes.
Right.
I think at the time too, Steven was like a pretty scrawny dude. So like he probably got hammered like really easily.
Yeah. So fast. Yeah.
And like, I saw a lot of scenes where like, he'll say something really nerdy and then do something kind of funny. Like he'll go up to somebody and be like, what's up? And then like say a goofy thing and like pinch their cheek like cute. Oh,
yes, like, and yes. we noticed that too. Uh-huh. We're like, ew.
The noogies?
Yeah.
Yeah, the noogies. And yeah. then like I burst out laughing last night. It was like it cuts away in like the middle of when it's happening. Steven goes like up behind somebody, like some girl at like a party or whatever, and gives her like, you know, like a side hug, says something, and then like re-describing it probably doesn't do it justice, but he like, it's the weirdest and goofiest like awkward looking thing, but he like rubs the back of her head and like, oh, it was just yeah. like, I was like, that's a drunk guy thing, like only drunk yeah. people yeah. like that yeah. like yeah, it's been years and years since I've seen or talked to the guy, but I'm sure he's a nice dude. Yeah.
It's hard for me to forgive him for that episode. Yeah. Steven and I have some love-hate relationship going on the pod. Yes. So.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully he'll cruise on here and then y'all can hash it out.
Yeah, that would be good. First of all, I love that you just said cruise.
Dude, there's lingo that Laguna. Just comes out. But like, yeah. I didn't know until last night that like Kristen did some sort of little like reunion thing with some mm-hmm, of the cast. Mm-hmm. And there was like the clip of like her car explodes. She pulls over on PCH. She's like, my car is Dunzo.
Yeah.
But I've heard Dunzo like everywhere, like since then. And like that I knew to be a distinct Laguna thing, like Dunzo.
That's interesting. That's so funny. Yeah. That's pretty amazing. She coined her own term.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that was, she wasn't the first, but she definitely, I would say like, put it out into the world for everyone else to hear. And like,
yeah.
I don't know if anyone thinks of it as a Laguna thing, but I absolutely do. And like, there's certain things that just like, it's so intrinsically connected that like, you know, if you know, you know. Kind
of. You can tell watching this show that there's just certain things that like people are saying because of where they live. Like it's very like gnarly and like cruise on over and like it's just very like surfer town speak.
Cruise cruise is still very I mean that's in my regular rotation to this day.
Yeah,
you know, I'm almost 40 now and like there's certain vernacular. And then some insider info, greetings and goodbyes are very distinct. And like, you know, when someone is from your area by that, because it's like you can say what's up or hey, or like, it doesn't matter exactly what like the verbiage is, but like how you approach somebody. And it's always like the high five is the slap and pound. Like, so
yes,
like,
we see that a lot.
I mean, you'll see it on the show a million times over. Like that is normal. And to this day, if somebody gives me like a normal high five, my hand balls into a fist immediately after, and I'm expecting like the bump. And like, you don't bump my fist after, like, it's not like we have a problem, but like, you're clearly not from where I'm from. Like,
that's funny.
I mean, thank God the show aired when it did. Like, can you imagine if this show was current?
No.
No.
A big part of the fallout of the show for me was being hit up by people on the internet, like, incessantly. And this is the MySpace era.
Mm-hmm.
My DMs were relatively full, like almost weekly,
because you were friends with the cast and they saw you.
It had nothing to do with the fact that like I happened to know some people, because I think the people messaging me didn't know that, because like I'm not a character, I'm not on film at all. And I think they just saw Laguna Beach, like, and my age was probably, you know, so like I distinctly remember someone from Australia messaging me and they're like, are you really from Laguna Beach? Is that a real place? And like every now and then it depends just on how I receive the message, but sometimes I would just outright lie to everyone's face and just say stupid shit to mess with them. Or like, I'm like, nope, show's not real. Place isn't real. Like, no, it's real. Like, you know, Lauren Conrad's a paid actor or whatever. Like, stuff. But then like more often than not, I would just kind of like flatly kind of just tell the truth and being like, yeah, it's just any other reality show. It's just, mm-hmm. they're people from a town. It's not a big deal kind of thing. But I remember being like giving somebody like, yeah, it's real. It's not as big of a deal, man. It's just a TV show. And they responded with, do you know Lauren Conrad? Can I have her phone number?
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's like insane. Like, that's insane.
Did you have her phone number?
No. I could have gotten it. I absolutely could have gotten it. I would have only had to just, I probably just hit up Claire being like, hey, do you have her phone number?
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. That, I mean, just like, what would you even want from these people? They're regular kids, like just being filmed.
It's so weird to think about, but like, we all were like, we wanted to be them.
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy. Like, because you went to school there, so it was totally different for you. But
I did not have that desire. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I emulated my life after them. Like, Laguna and the Hills were like, I don't know. It was very formative in my life.
I mean, it is wild to think because it's like this, that's what I witnessed on the weekend, partially.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, half the time I was way too cool or whatever. Yeah, like seeing that it was like an aspirational lifestyle, I guess. Mm-hmm, and and thinking of that and being like, man, like I just can't relate because I'm like, these are the people I see all the time and like I don't care or whatever. And you know,
I've told these guys before, but ninth grade, I wrote a paper about how Lauren Conrad was my hero and how I admired her. I know. And it's so weird to hear you be like, yeah, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I absolutely was too cool. Like, you know, like I was a kid for one. And like, even though like secretly, it was like, that probably would be kind of fun to do like goofy shit, get paid to be on MTV and then like whatever. But yeah, I mean, the fallout of, I can only imagine how often those people were like hit up. I remember seeing like the red carpet stuff of like them going to events and then like barely being able to dress themselves because like they're like 17, 18 years old. I'm like, it's also 2003. So style is at an all time low.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know. And looking back, I'm just like, I thought that was the cutest outfit or I thought that was like so on point and it isn't. Yeah, it isn't.
Like, the jersey knit bubble skirts, like over denim jeans or whatever. Like there was some incredible shit. Like, I mean, salute to my guy Trey for just putting it out there. Just like he saw the future or whatever his version and interpretation of the future was going to be. He was like, fuck yeah. I knew it. But yeah, shout out to Trey for just, I mean, that, like, it makes my eyes bleed now.
Like, ours too.
Trey was lit. Yeah.
Not that I looked any cooler because I definitely didn't. But, well, no, that's not true. I could say I looked cooler for sure.
There were like two distinct styles of this era, and it was like scene kids and emo kids and punk kids, and then it was like preppy kids, and there was like no in between. It was like either you're part of this or you're part of that, and it's just really interesting because you didn't see a lot of that like scene punk kind of you know on the show. I'm sure there were kids dressing like that and doing that, but you just don't see it much.
There was like the occasional punky kid. Like, I'm sure when it showed Claire in her regular street clothes, it was like acid wash jeans, punk band shirt, you know, whatever.
Yeah, she was the only one who had that style that you saw on the show.
I mean, I think that was like another interesting thing of Laguna is like it being its own small bubble. Like, there is a lot of kind of like, I guess, cross-pollination, you can say. Like, I'm not really sure what people outside of, you know, where I'm from would view, like, the kids on the show as, like, what type of clique it was. Like, I never thought of anyone that I went to high school with as preppy. I was like, I think of preppy as like an East Coast thing of like the Abercrombie polos with the collar up, you know, kind of thing, which like, I guess Trey kind of had that, like a little bit of that, but he was like mixing it with like other things. Yeah. And like some of these kids that are wearing like the trucker hats and like a surf brand shirt, like they might like a punk band or two or whatever. Like Talon and I like stayed friendly like through high school because like he also was really into the Misfits, and like that's like one of my all-time favorite bands. But it's like, you would, watching the show, he just looks like some dude, you know, like, or he wears a little studded bracelet like whatever a couple times. That was like his, like, I'm into punk, you know. But like that was normal back then. It was like, if you were only into punk a little bit, you only showed it a little bit, you know. Like,
really, really quick to clarify, Claire's graduation video, that was real, or she was hired by MTV to do the graduation video?
I think it was just real, as far as I know. I wish I asked her this. I just talked to her like 2 days ago. I did not mention that I was doing this, though. I totally should have.
Well, if you talk to her again, just clarify and then let us know, and we'll make an addendum.
Yeah, for sure. I'll have like a reemergence extended edition episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were wondering if that was real or not, because it's like such a huge part of the graduation episode. Yeah.
And it was so random that she's just walking around town with video equipment and like catching Trey on his skateboard.
Well, now that you told us that she worked for MTV, like, it makes a lot more sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Not in like a, like, she wasn't like an MTV employee. She wasn't like a industry plant or whatever. But like, that was like her first kind of foray into like real movie work or film work.
So cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Pretty rad. Yeah. Like, I can't say enough good things about her. She rules.
That's awesome. So
cool. Okay. One last story. It actually has to do with the show.
Okay.
This was the most annoyed I'd ever been with a show in my entire life. It was very petty of me, but I went down to the beach, and it was the morning time, and I was down at near the Montage Resort, which is the southern part of town, and they have a beachfront. It's called Treasure Island, and I went down there to go skimboarding with me and my friends. Skimboarding got kind of weirdly popular from the show because Steven does it on the show.
Yeah.
That was like a running joke too. I was, sorry, buddy. It's like the way he would skim. And there's this thing that I've seen other people do it to like kind of maintain their balance, because you're sliding on flat, like wet sand when there's no fins to have control. Whatever, this is getting too long-winded already. But he would do this thing where when he was balancing, he'd be like hunched over and his hands would do this like churning kind of movement. I've seen other people do that, but since it was on the show, and like, I think there's multiple clips of Steven skimboarding and he's doing that every time, like that became the Steven Coletti. So like if you're doing the arm thing, it's like you did the Steven Coletti or whatever.
That's epic.
But anyway, this was Steven was not present for this moment. I put my stuff down in the sand. There was no one on the beach. The beach was empty that day. So Jason Waller was down on the beach.
Oh,
with,
my gosh.
I'm assuming Lauren. I honestly mean, you guys, your lore is better than mine.
It was either Lauren, Jessica, or Alex M.
It was one of the blonde girls. Yeah.
So then it was Lauren.
Yeah, I think it was Lauren. And so they were down at the beach, just like sitting on the beach together, like just hanging out and talking. I'm assuming it was just like a fabricated, like, we're going to take you guys here and you guys are going to talk about this kind of thing to set up the theme of the episode, which was a very common thing that they did. It's like a really long shot down the beach, and it just shows like, it's like, it's just the two of them on the beach sitting alone. But it's like, little does everybody know that like me and my two friends were the only other people on the beach just skimboarding.
Oh my gosh.
And my stuff was in their shot, in their like wide shot. And somebody, like one of the guys with like his headphone and his battery pack or like whatever, comes up to me. He's like, hey bro, I don't know if he called me bro, but whatever. Like, he's like, hey bro, can we just like scoot your stuff back like a few feet, like, you know, like whatever. I looked at him just like flat. I was like, no. And then and like he was just like, and then like kind of jogs off for a second, and then like I turn my back and I was like looking at the waves or something not important, and I turn around and guy just grabs my shit and starts moving it back out of the shot, and I started yelling at him. It was all for nothing, and they still got their shot or whatever.
That is so funny.
I don't know if that's season 2 or 3, but there's some scene with Jason and Lauren sitting on the beach alone. And it's like me and my three friends were right there. And I was shouting at MTV, like, don't touch my fucking stuff.
Shockingly, I feel like I know what scene this is.
Me too.
Season.
I think
it's
I know.
Definitely it's season two. And we are so talking about it when it pops up. Yeah. And we're retelling this
story.
We're
going to look through your stuff in the background.
Yeah.
So just picture me and two of my friends skateboarding, like, just off to the left while that's happening. And it's amazing MTV magic, I guess.
Okay, real quick, did you know Jason?
Like barely, because like he was friends or friendly with like some of my closer friends. Like Jason was also a skateboarder and actually really good. He was like a good skateboarder, but I always thought it was weird because I never considered him like a skater. Like he was just like a party dude who happened to be very good at skateboarding, or like a jock that happened to be like really good at skateboarding in the non-derogatory sense of jock, I guess.
Yeah. Did he really look like a 40-year-old in person?
Yeah, he had like thick facial hair, whatever. Like he had like a chin strap beard when he was like 16 or something like that.
All right, well, stop.
Oh, it's all good. I honestly didn't expect to blab for this long. So.
No, it was super fun. I had a great time. I loved it. I could go for longer.
I have to do this again. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't expect to enjoy talking about my hometown. I'm usually pretty reluctant, so.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Really
appreciate it.
I mean, thank you for having me. I was worried that I would have no useful information for you guys, and it'll just be this absolute dud you'll have to delete later or something.
No, there were so many gems.
You were giving us so many good behind the scenes.
I love it. Yeah. Well, thank you so much again. This was awesome.
Yeah, of course, guys. I had fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. I just wanted to say a big thank you again to Rupert for coming on the podcast, and we hope that he'll join us again sometime in season two. Next week, we have another exciting episode where we'll be going through the special features that can be found on the Laguna Beach season one DVDs. This will be our final episode of our season one, so you don't want to miss it. If you enjoy listening to us, please consider subscribing to or following the podcast on whichever listening platform you hear us on. We always love any type of feedback, and you can reach us at millennialtv@gmail.com. That's millennialtav@gmail.com or on Instagram @millennialtv. This is Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and we hope to have you back next week.